Righto, before we get into it today, I'd just like to thank the blokes and ladies that keep the lights on here, our sponsors.
Better Beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Look, no matter what sort of beer you drink, they've got you covered. Go check out their whole range.
Country Trucker Caps for keeping our domes out of the sun with all their deadly designs.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping our bodies filled with the good stuff.
SP Tools for giving us the best tools for all our projects at home and on the work site.
And the True Blue Aussie Book. Bluebet. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first, the boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Welcome back to another episode of the Alpha Blokes podcast.
Here to give the everyday battler a voice. Delete head noise one laugh at a time. Team, you know the drill. If you're going to have a beer, have a better beer. Jogging a can, winning a tin. The athlete's choice. Right. Been a big weekend at the hookup, which we'll cover soon. Plenty to go over. Some fun news stories. There's an alligator that comforts a man that's missing in Florida that's just fucking hectic. But before that, I think you've all been sort of asking, there's been a few questions about hoodies. When are the hoodies coming out? The winter gear, fucking not far away, guys. We've got two new hoodie designs this year, a dark and a light colour, and they're dropping 6 p.m. Tuesday, the 14th of May.
Yep.
Now, we've got regular store items available now, as you know, all the OG stuff. Hoodies don't fall under that category. It's like the old days, just drops, all right? So it's a limited amount. Set your alarm kind of gear. We'll put the designs up on the socials and stuff like that, but it's one of those ones, guys, first in, best dressed. And, yeah, get ready to go. But both hoodies have something on the front and the back this time.
Yeah.
We took your advice last year. There's a bit of a minimalist one, the tan sort of light-coloured, bone-coloured one, Alpha Blokes podcast on the front, and on the back in a nice font, deleting head noise one laugh at a time.
Yeah.
So that's the 10. Pretty fan of that. Big fan of that one.
Looks great.
Looks really good. And then I don't think this one's going to last long, Cam. The dark hoodie. ABC on the front with a little wolf on the top. And on the back, it's like a deconstructed version of our logo. There's a realistic looking wolf howling to the moon sort of thing with Alpha Blokes podcast. Put a fair bit of effort and thought into these.
They look great.
And they look really good, very comfortable, and we're stoked with them, guys. So keep an eye on the socials. We'll be pumping them, but there's your warning, guys. 6 p.m. Tuesday, 14th of May, the hoodies will be getting pumped. Talking about getting pumped, Yabby Pump. You might not have heard much about the big fella, the horse. Like we said, he's been having a spell while we've been fucking
pumping ourselves,
fucking getting into our work. But I just thought we'd get an update from Cam and Will Friedman, the trainer, Cam from Pulse Racing Thoroughbreds, about the pump. He's just started back in his prep and we're not far off racing, guys. Exciting times ahead for the Alpha Blokes stable. So let's hear from the boys.
G'day, Yabby Pump owners. Quick update on the colt. He's doing well. He's done 2 weeks now at Rose Hill in training for Richard and Will Friedman. He's just doing some light trot and canter work, and then over the next few weeks he'll pick up the pace and do some half pace, three quarter pace, and then finally get into some full pace gallops in about a month or so. But the plan is to do two trials and then go to the races, so pretty exciting. He laid a good foundation last preparation, getting to two trials and showing he's got a bit of an engine. But let's hope we can try and get him to the races and also try and get him over a little bit of a trip, which will be more suitable for him. So ideally 1400, 1600 metres plus, which would be great for him. But all signs going well, and he's also still got his balls. So let's see how he goes over the next few weeks, and then we'll be in touch. Cheers.
There we go. We'll hear from Will Friedman as well, the trainer.
Morning, everybody. Just an update on Yabby Pump. He's just doing a bit of trotting and cantering still. He's done about 17 days of it now. So we're just about ready later this week to step into some more significant work. His attitude's been really good since he's come back in. And I think the Castelvecchios will start kicking into gear shortly as they get over a bit of ground. He's certainly not your 2-year-old type, he's more your 3-year-old type, and we're getting close to his 3-year-old season now. So I'm looking forward to getting him up in, you know, the next couple of months and get him trialing again, and then we'll head to the races and hopefully we can have a bit of success, be a bit of fun. Thank you.
I'm fucking pumped, boys.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm just glad, like, everyone's been so professional that we've dealt with.
Yeah.
Pulse Racing, Thoroughbreds, Richard and Will Friedman. You know, no one's pushed him into something he shouldn't be doing. He's ready to go, and I'm just excited for the journey now. Like, it's been a fairly long process.
Yeah.
But everyone stayed pretty patient, and we're going to get to watch the big fella race soon, which is fucking exciting.
Pumped.
You know?
Pumped.
Hopefully, you know, we can find out with enough time of where he's going to be racing so we can make a bit of a day of it.
Yeah.
Like we said, I'd love to be there if I can for his first run. And
debut.
And look, this colt literally has a colt on his back.
Yeah.
This cult's got a cult behind him, which is mate, the amount of Yabby Pump tattoos that I saw at the fight night was
freshies
fucking
too.
Freshies
still got like the sheet over it.
Tonight's effort, yeah, I had to pull the Glad wrap up to give me a good look. So it'll be good, mate. And obviously, you know, there's like we've learned about pressure here, and well, us three, we eat pressure for breakfast,
yeah,
don't we? So hopefully, young Pump can follow in the father's footsteps,
yeah,
and do it. But obviously, we can only put the work into the Pump, and then it's up to the Pump on race day to do what he does. But
we'll have to give him a little prep talk.
Yeah, a little.
Just make sure he knows who owns him.
Yeah, go give him a pat. Give him another hello.
Yeah,
hopefully. But yeah, mate, it'll be good. Yeah, I just hope he goes out there and has a good crack. Like, obviously, he might not be a fucking superstar and win every single race he's in.
Just be consistent.
But just get out there and have a good crack. But you know, that's why I'm so happy with everything. We've done everything. Richard and Will have done everything, and so have Pulse Racing Thoroughbreds to give him his best chance of being a good racehorse. You know, and they haven't bullshitted us the whole time. They've left him instead of pushing him early for races. And, yeah, I'm just excited for the journey, boys. Like, you know, I think it's every bloke's sort of bit of a dream to own a racehorse and watch the fucking thing race.
Oh, definitely, mate. Yes.
And I'm looking forward to watching the price plummet, whatever he opens up as. Yeah. And then people going, I don't know where this form's come from, Yabby Pump, but he's been very popular among the punters.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been talking to Hummer a little bit from Bluebet, our good mate Hummer. And I'm pretty sure we're going to set up a bit of a Yabby Pump hub. So have some fun markets in and around Yabby Pump and have a bit of fun with it, as well as obviously just his normal odds.
Yeah.
But have a bit of fun there. So very excited, guys. Very excited for that. And we'll keep you updated with any more updates that we've got. And if you're in that owner's group, there's a few like videos and that of him trotting around and getting back into his work too. The aftermath, guys, from the podcast Royale has been unreal. Oh, I haven't got much of a chance, but I just know that, like, everyone's recap from it has been great hearing, like, a few...
Great content.
Opinions. Yeah, that's right.
Off the back of it.
It's been a good for not only everyone who was involved in it, but everyone who went and watched. And I think it's been a fun week for people sitting in cabs and machines and driving trucks and at work and that, because they've got to just listen and on what everyone's you know, opinions and, experiences, their side of things from the ring. Just kept people entertained, and what a time to be alive.
Yeah, mate.
I reckon everyone's feeling a bit the same though. Like, we'll get to the hookup soon and that, but I was just sitting there a couple of times just like, like looking around going, fuck me, that was a big thing to come down from, you know.
Yeah,
like, that was the ultimate high.
Yeah.
Like, no drugs, no nothing. When you're in there in that ring, just when it's pumping, it's literally just that atmosphere, adrenaline dump after everyone, like, you'd be struggling to top that again in your life.
Yeah.
And then to come back to normality and get things going again, but you have that feeling of, holy fuck, just remembering it, you know?
I think that's what most of them must chase, eh?
Yeah. Like, that's probably what a lot of fighters, like, that's why that makes those long camps work. And look, we're not saying that we're fucking fighters by any means at all. But, I mean, you could sort of relate to that feeling of, holy fuck, that one moment. And then in the training you're going, why the fuck am I doing this? And then after that moment you go, yeah, righto.
That's why I do it.
That's why they do it.
Yeah. So you can definitely see that now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But shout out to everyone, all the boys. There's been some hilarious stuff out of fucking with poor old Jarchi too. He's just been copping an absolute hiding at Hello Sport HQ, hasn't he?
Yeah, his chin's been found.
Yeah, that's right. But he, you got to give it to him. No one I've ever seen cop a loss like Jarch like that. He is fucking taking it on board and absolute legend. So shout out to him. Off the back of that though, we have, I think, created a new sickness. The ABC, the Alpha Blokes crookness, or Alpha Blokes COVID, whatever you want to call it. But the boys, there was a few trendsetters who steamed into the flats carrying the Weezer.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the Alpha Events team and surrounds copped the Weezer. I think I sort of avoided it, but, mate, fuck, there's been a crookness getting around, hasn't there?
I feel like I've just burnt the candle at both ends for too long and just got me in the last 48 hours.
The Weezer Royale.
Yeah, I don't know. I never tested for the Weezer, but I've slept for the last 36 hours.
I'm just lucky my immune system's built like Quinn's chin.
Yeah.
And yours is built like Jarchi's cup.
Yeah.
But no, it was. How are you holding up, mate, today?
I'm alive. I feel like I want to go back to bed, but we're here. We're going to get shit done. It's a public holiday here today.
Yeah.
Not for us.
Nah, boys showing up to yarn because, what are you going to do if tomorrow comes around? There's no yarn for you. You'll be blowing up. There'll be a fucking riot.
Boys won't be happy.
The cold will be going off. They'll be sharpening pitchforks and fucking lighting torches.
Put your sheets away.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
It's shout out to Codrells though. They got me through three days of work there at the stall at the hookup. And onto the hookup, mate, quick turnaround for the team.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much got straight in.
Day at home and then felt like we're banging pegs in the day after.
Yeah, well, we pretty much were, weren't we?
Yep.
So major positive though, we didn't have to fight anyone.
No.
Which was great. I feel like after that, any event that we do, as hectic as it is, there's not that added pressure of literally having to fight another man.
No.
So
still that, fighting life, but
yeah, that's it. Fighting consciousness. But I was very grateful to be involved in such an unreal local event. The hookup team were honestly so good to us.
They were,
mate. Whole time. I can't speak highly enough of the hookup and the people who ran it and the volunteers and just everyone involved. Look, the weather was an absolute grub.
Oh.
There's not even any other way to explain it.
Typical fishing comp weather.
Yeah. First day was windy as fuck and then the next two literally rained the whole time.
Mm. Yeah.
And look, the team did what they could, but, you know, shout out to gazebos. I've got to admit we had the best spot in the house.
Yeah, it was a good spot.
Under the gazebos there, so couldn't complain. And, mate, it was just good, like I said, being a part in a community event like that and getting around it. Giving the boat away was fucking great.
It was, mate.
On Friday.
Yep.
You know, the legends, I think, a family from Billow. It's awesome when, you know, you see a family or people win something like that and it's a fair impact on them. Like the kids were pumped. I think, you know, similar to sort of myself in a situation where I probably couldn't justify spending that sort of money on a boat, brand new, in that sort of nick and that good sort of thing, and you go...
Yeah, they'll see him out, eh? That's a good 20-year boat, no dramas.
Fucking oath it is, man. 4 horsepower Yammy on the back.
40, yeah.
Yeah, yep. 40. 40, sorry. And, you know, that Alpha Bloke sticker on, I think it's 45 horsepower now.
Definitely.
I think that's how it worked. But that was a great feeling being able to do that. And, look, great bumping into so many legends there. Like 99% of the attendees were happy to see us and pulled up for a yarn, you know. Like a lot of older lads who probably, you know, don't have social media and stuff like that had a bit of a look and come for a yarn and, you know, bought a stubby cooler or something. They were pretty popular in the rain and the wet, keeping the boys' hands warm around the stubby.
Hiding the tin away.
Yeah, so that was unreal, bumping into a fair few people. And there's only one bloke there who was offended by a presence, wasn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that old fella?
Yeah, I've actually crossed paths with him a few times in my life.
Have you?
Yeah. He's never been popular in my eyes.
Nah, he's probably... How old do you reckon he is?
Too old. Should be in the funeral notices soon.
Yeah, that's right. It was funny, though, like... Because, you know, we're just set up there, Alpha Blokes podcast, and we got the, you know, shirts and hats and lures and that as well. And this old fella just stumbled up, looked up. He looked straight at us and went, "Well, what is it? And I just went, what do you mean, man? And he's like, "Well, for bikes, what? I haven't heard of it." And I was just going, "Okay, no worries, mate." And he goes, "What is it, like a fucking radio? Said, "Oh, yeah, sort of." And he goes, "Why don't you call it a fucking radio?"
Why didn't you just say that?
Said, "Because it's not a fucking radio, it's a podcast." And he's like, "Oh, well. Well, I haven't heard of it." Said, "And that's fine, mate. You don't need to hear it." And I'm thinking, I will out cunt you here, you old fuck. Get the fuck away from the tent if you don't like it.
Yeah.
And he sort of half, by the end of it, he wasn't as aggressive. Like, we sort of explained it a little bit, but he could sort of go, "Oh, righto then." And off he fucked and just thought, what a sour old cunt.
Yeah, it's fucking a bit different.
Yeah, it's almost like just offended, eh? It's just like, "Well, what's this shit? What are you fucking?"
Yeah.
You know, your typical old grumpy fuck. Oh, I could actually see you sort of ending up like that.
Yeah, probably would. I don't think sort I'd of, go, I, but I'm not that no. interested in what anyone else is doing.
No, that's right. It's more if someone...
I could not go, "Can you tell me what this is about?"
That might have been you if someone like walked up with a pamphlet and went, "Here." That's when old you might go, "Well, what the fuck is this?"
Yeah, what the fuck's this?
But yeah, just steaming up to a shop front and just giving them some.
That's not me. No.
And look, I'm the biggest respect my elders kind of bloke there is, right?
100%.
Raised with good morals and that. But if you're going to steam up and just fucking give me some out of nowhere, you want to believe I'll fucking give you one straight back, you old cunt.
Yeah.
But apart from that, everyone was unreal, eh? It was really good. It was awesome. The kids and that, like, flicking around some stickers. I was like a fucking sprinkler on Sunday night. All the kids, some stickers and shit like that. So, no, it was good, man.
Well, you just treat everyone the same, young, old. Whoever, like, deserves respect gets it.
Yeah. Well, mate, whoever gives you some off the bat. Like, if you don't know someone, you give them that common ground of respect, they give you the same back. But, yeah, if you think it just because you're an old cunt, that you can come up and be a grub and I'm supposed to cower in your presence.
Nah.
Not happening, old son. So, shout out to you, my fella.
Cass, I'm sure
he's tuning in.
Cass was coming back from her parents last night. I went to Golden Chicken and there was this old drunk cunt.
Oh, man.
Apparently fucking, pretty much going, she heard baby or something going, "Oh, that's a good looking baby" or whatever, and then she's trying to get old mate to go away, like this old drunk cunt. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Beck showed me a Snapchat that she sent, and just like real weird, eh? Like hanging around looking at Bob.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Fuck off.
So, yeah. I won't be respecting that old cunt.
No.
I wanted to drive back in there and run him over.
Well, it's just dodgy, though. You go, lucky it's in a place that...
half lit up and half just sort of public.
Like shop fronts and that there. Because you go, fuck, you'd hate to just be walking like someone, a mother with a pram, and you get some drunk bloke walking home. It's just...
You don't like to hear that now, sort of small town.
Fuck no. It's creepy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have felt like, although he probably wouldn't have done that if you were there.
No, that's probably right.
There's a bloke there, but it's just, I don't know, just creepy old fucks.
Oh.
It's just dodgy, isn't it? You'd fucking crow pecky if he was there. If you were there. Mate, on Friday night, It was meant to be a quiet one, but it was the big Groper's 30th.
Yeah, dirty 30s.
The big 30. So I was I got permission to have a play date, Beck called it. And I got sent up to the pub with Groper and Tyler and Hayden and a few of the lads. And, yeah, that was a pretty good night up at the TP. Normally goes off around Hook Up weekend, doesn't it?
Well, yes.
So, yeah, I was pretty wounded on Saturday and had a quiet one on Saturday night. And then, to be honest, mate, last night, Sunday night, I was actually getting stuck into me work. The drinks were starting to flow. And
last night?
I could have easily stayed and played up, but I thought, nah, we got
a big week ahead.
Yeah, pretty big week ahead and, you know, coming into today. And stuff like that, but yeah. But shout out to me little mate Nate Crawford, loves his fishing. Battled the elements with his old man, my cousin Brent, and weighed in a good jack. He won both. He won the junior live jack for the comp.
Yeah,
which
nice.
Was awesome. I think he ended up with a couple of rod combos, a few hundred bucks, and just, you know, it's to be able to get a good fish in those conditions. Like, it was dog shit. Rain and windy, and actually land a fish on the hookup weekend like that was awesome. So good on you, man. That was great to see. And overall, like I said, other than the weather, it was great to be involved. And look, I hope we can do it again next year because I think it was good stuff.
Yeah, shout out to all the local businesses that got involved with the hookup too.
Yeah, look, it'll bring a lot to the community here.
Oh, definitely.
You know, overall.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all the angling shops here, all the little ones getting involved and stuff like that. So, and look, our stall, the Yabbies were getting pumped. The new hats that we've got on at the moment, the Alpha Lures hats, sold a heap of those. They will be going on sale soon. There's a very limited amount after the hookup, so it'll just be a flash sale, I reckon. Keep an eye out on the Trendsetters page and the Instagram. We'll literally just put them up for sale in the next couple of weeks and see how popular they are, if we order more or not, you know?
Yeah.
So keep an eye on that. But, yeah, it was great. I might have done myself a little mischief though, boys.
Ooh.
Might have done myself lower yarners back. Getting an esky out of the back of the ute. I was a little twinge. I was bending the knees this morning, picking the kids up out of the cot. So I'm glad that happened after fight night.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's too bad. So everyone settled down. I think we're all good, but not ideal when we're meant to be moving a heap of shit on Wednesday.
No, my foot's fucked. I don't know if it's gout or what it is.
Oh, no.
I was trying to Google it, but nothing saying it's gout.
Can we Google the average age of gout?
Yeah.
I never had gout,
but I'm like, if I'm a bloke, they'd probably get gout.
Look, if you got gout, it'd fit.
Gout.
Daddy's gout.
Gout has been commonly believed to be a disease of elderly men with an average onset of 60 years or more.
About 70 this weekend.
Isn't it common, like, if you're a pisshead?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's
at the front of my foot, butt. And I literally, like, there's been some mornings I've had to
is
go.
It, like, big sit. Toe?
No, it's fucking there.
Yeah, right. Oh, like underneath your toes. Oh, common areas of gout.
It's like a weird spot, so I'm just going gout straight
let's
up.
Let's diagnose daddy.
Common areas?
Yeah. Mate, I could flat out walk on it.
Usually affects a big toe, can occur in any joint.
Yeah,
other commonly affected joints include ankles, knees, elbows, wrists, fingers. The pain is likely to be most severe within the first 4 to 12 hours.
No, this has been like 4 days.
Yeah, right.
Oh, true. Yeah. Is it like a constant ache?
Yeah. Like full, like you feel like you've stood on a fucking nail or something.
There's not a splinter in there, is there?
Nah, I hope not. I don't
think so. Shout out to Gout too.
Yeah.
How's he going?
He won his latest race. That's
fucking hell. What a legend. Yeah. Shout out to Gout. Yeah, daddy's gout. It'd be fitting. I hope you don't, though.
That would be a cunt.
It's fucked, isn't it, how it's like it cripples blokes and everyone laughs when someone's got gout. It's like it doesn't get taken serious.
Yeah.
How come gout is like
this just
funny
a randomest name, eh?
Yeah. It's just like you've done something wrong if you've got gout. It's like, oh, you're a fucking alcoholic. Yeah, and it's like, well, I just have a chemical imbalance actually in my body.
How do you actually get it? Is it high cholesterol or something?
Yeah, it was like cardiovascular cholesterol.
Causes of gout. Getting into our gout work here.
Resulting in erosive arthritis. Gout is also a risk factor for Anel. Cardiovascular, cerebrovascular diseases, causing a decreased quality of life. Let's get a cause.
Oh, well, it says 30 to 39 years of age.
Does it?
Well, there was something back there.
Gout occurs when urate crystals accumulate in your joint, causing inflammation and intense pain of a gout attack. Urate crystals can form when you have high levels of uric acid in your blood. Your body produces uric acid when it breaks down purine substances that are found naturally in your body. So, yeah, chemical imbalance pretty much.
So it's literally just poor cunts get it and just get called alcoholics.
Yeah. It's kind of like the white blood cell, red blood cell thing.
Mm.
Sadly, I haven't got it yet, guys.
Yeah. Nah, daddy will get gout one day. Yeah. It's a fitting injury.
If you're going to have any sort of disease, it'd be gout. It'd
be gout.
Yeah. Gout.
Yeah.
I'll beat gout.
Yeah. Gout will get daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy's got, gout's got a bad case of daddy.
That's prob.
Oh, beautiful stuff. Right. Talking about daddy, bit of cooking with daddy.
Da 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 da. We're cooking with the D-A-D-D-Y.
Yeah, mate. Injury struck. So you fucking...
Well, the only thing I knocked up last week, which we said we're going to go into anyway, is corned beef in the fucking slow cooker.
Yeah? How'd it turn out?
Yeah, it was perfect.
Beautiful.
It was perfect.
Did you have what sauce?
No, I didn't even fucking get to eat much of it, but it was good.
Yeah, fucking beautiful.
That was in between fucking getting home. I thought, oh, we'll do slow cooked corned beef because we're fucking busy as fuck this week.
Mm.
And that busy, I didn't even get to fucking really hook into it.
Yep.
I wanted to do the old leftover corned beef fritters, but never got to it.
Yeah.
But, you wanted to talk about...
A few slow cooker things. I wanted to give a couple of things from the hookup. The wood-fired pizza.
That was good, eh?
It was fucking really good, man. There's just something to do. That base just tastes that good with a wood fire, doesn't it? Oh, mate, it's got it fucking sizzling down there. So, puts a great flavour on the base. Shout out to them. The Mexican joint, the little hut down there. Mate, that was just prime, easy to eat on the run. Tastes good. Price was sweet. Just got the old nachos just topped with the lot.
Oh, I've never seen that one. Yeah.
Little green hut. So shout out to them. That was good. Now, I'm not going to shout out the name of the joint because I'm not about that. Yep. Right? But I got a baked spud.
Yep.
Big fan of baked spuds. You know, baked potato, scooped out. We got the sour cream, bacon, caramelized onion. My mouth's watering. It's fucking beautiful stuff. How much do you reckon a baked potato with that on top should cost? Now, I'm aware that they've got to obviously normally pay a price to be a
like
store
a
at a place.
Tendering so fee, yeah.
You always assume it's going to be a few dollars more than just a shop setup.
Yeah.
But how much you reckon?
15 at the most.
$24 for a baked potato with shit on it.
That's
fuck
like
off.
A main meal at the pub, eh?
Give yourself a proper, what's good, a, hard uppercut.
What's a countering meal? A standard
24 count. To 29.
Yeah. You could get a palmy at some places for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Lunch steak, chips and salad and gravy.
And look, I didn't even really realise. I just smacked the card. Me and the missus got one. And then someone said it later on. And I was like, you're kidding, aren't you? And went and had a look. $24. And I've gone, look, there's been some people whinge about price of hats or price of this over time and, you know, is what it is. But I just go, you know, the average price of a potato, it's not like spuds are rare.
Fuck, you could buy a bag of potatoes. What do you reckon? A whole thing of sour cream. Probably a heap of diced bacon for under $24.
You could. I don't know. That was just one of those ones I had to be like, had to chip that. Like,
yeah, carry on.
Yeah, that is a fucking carry on. But anyway, other than that, it was good. Good stuff. Do you know what the pick of the food for me was there? The old Tanham Sand Seagulls fucking steak burger with the works.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
You know, I tried to get all the little huts and this and that, but just the big, dirty old works steak burger.
Yeah.
You beauty. Got the fucking chips to the side with the gravy. Fucking laughing. It was one of those weathers where there's that sort of weather where it was raining and cold and miserable, and I was just eating because I was bored.
Fucking up.
You know those times? You're sitting under the fucking gazebo and you're like, well, might go try something else.
Yeah.
But, I wanted to get into slow cooker season. So, Cambo, you said that you did the corned meat.
Yeah.
I was looking at it the other day thinking, like, the missus did, like, a beef stew with, like, a heap of veggies when we were coming down with a bit of the flu. You know, get that veggie intake and just... That weather where it's cold and rainy and shit, and it's just something about a slow cooker that just, you know, put it on at the start of the day and that aroma fills the house, and it's just that winter time thing. So thought, let's throw a couple of ideas around. What do you think the most popular sort of slow cooker dishes or meals are in Oz? Like, did you have any growing
chicken
up?
Chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, that was a big one, wasn't it? Chicken noodle soup.
Don't put your noodles in until it's almost done, or else they'll go...
disappear.
Slop.
Yeah. Lamb shanks.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Lamb shanks is always a good one. Plenty of sort of red wine, like garlic and stuff like that.
Yep.
Decadent.
You're not a big pea and ham bloke, are you?
It would be popular, but no, never been a fan.
Mm.
I don't mind the flavour of it. I just feel like I farted for a month.
Maybe it scarred you, mate, as a kid. You might have to
revisit. Literally reckon, yeah. Top 100.
Jeez. Top 21 slow cooker recipes.
With Australia on it, so. The Moroccan chicken, they reckon.
Slow cooker Moroccan chicken. Lemon and lime, delicious.
What the fuck?
Fuck off. Slow cooked pumpkin soup.
Yeah, had it last night. Yeah. Fellas. Fucking oath. Chicken laksa,
That looks prime.
Does look good.
That looks like it could bring daddy a bit of health today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I feel like I need at the moment, like something with a heap of veggies infused in it and just...
some ginger and chilli and fucking...
Fuck yeah.
Fire. Actually, I might give Beck a message to chuck something on.
Chicken and olives. This is just...
chicken and olives?
The fuck's that?
I never heard of that.
Like, how does slow cook a chicken and
that's
olives
fucked.
Be on any sort...
with red sauce.
It's not even a fucking meal.
Nah.
Australia's best recipes... you and the Spud Mob, give yourself
there's
an
there's shanks at number seven. Go.
Red wine and garlic slow cooked lamb shanks. Bang.
Yep. Rice pudding.
Gone beef.
Fuck? There it
here
is.
We go.
What in ginger beer? I've never heard of that. I'm keen to give that a crack.
Yeah, right.
Look up. Oh, righto. So, like, that's literally cooked in with... click on it. Quino, let's have a look.
Fucking hell.
Oh, we've got the recipe here. Yeah, cool.
I've heard of them doing it with lemonade.
Here we go. This might be worth a go, brother.
Place onion and corned beef in the slow cooker. Pour over ginger beer until meat is covered.
Cook on low for 8 to 10 hours.
If meat is not required straight away, wrap in aluminum foil or refrigerate.
Because my go-to is always black peppercorns, bay leaves.
Yep.
Bit of garlic and red wine vinegar.
Yep.
Well, there you go. Bit of slow cooker beef stew. Yep.
100%.
That's just fucking all the good stuff. All the hearty sort of veggies and beef.
Curry. Chicken fillets. I don't know if you'd...
Asian glazed chicken fillets.
Yeah, right.
Like, pretty much like... just boiling the chicken and then...
Yeah, pan frying,
here
searing.
Here it is, look.
Here we go.
This slow cooker chicken and winter vegetable soup. Yep.
That's number one, bro.
It's pretty much the same as the beef, right? Just all your veggies and shit. I reckon celery's a great one for soups.
Celery, carrot.
Yeah. What else we got here?
Musman curry... beef, red wine, casserole, that's it.
So that'd be another good one.
This is a classic when it's cold as fuck.
Mm.
100%. Pulled pork, four burgers.
Didn't Gemma was saying the other day, she used to do like just a big pot of spaghetti bolognese that cooked like simmers over the whole day, put the spaghetti in raw and just make it real sloppy. and it cooks.
Yeah, right. Goulash.
Beef goulash. Yeah.
Wow. Barbecue chicken.
See, it's like there's obviously the ones in there where you're going, yep, prime. But some of those ones, like a rice pudding, how the fuck's that?
I know how lemon and lime delicious is number two, but.
Yeah.
See, I'd never do a pulled pork in the slow cooker anymore because I'm like, tastes a million times better in the smoker.
The smoker, yeah. Yeah. It's more like now
it's
we're
just
pretty.
Just the ease of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're lucky with the way smokers are going, right? It's sort of you can leave the house now with it on, but I think the best thing about a slow cooker is there's no danger leaving it on. Like, it's meant to be able to do that.
I have come home a couple of times and it's boiled over.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I was meant to be home a couple of hours beforehand and left it on high and paid the price.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Mm.
And they're a cheap cooking... what you should, a bit of equipment anyway to have at home.
Yeah, for sure.
Only like $20 or something from Kmart.
Yeah, if you haven't got one, go and grab
what's
one.
Yeah, what's a slow cooker worth? Hopefully I'm still right around that $20
range.
No,
they're pretty cheap.
45 from Kmart.
Like, obviously you can get better quality ones, but all you need really is one that says low, high, off.
Yep.
You know? If you got the whole day, put it on low and just fucking leave it. Yep. And if you only got a few hours, pump it on high.
That's worth it even if you go for like a ski trip for a weekend or something.
Yeah.
You just buy one. Even
well,
if
mate, what we did a lot on the hunting trips that we used to go on, like as kid, like with dad as a young fella, he'd cook up like a big batch of shit in the slow cooker or whatever and freeze a heap of it,
yep.
Take it camping, and you just heat it up over the fire and you'd have meals sorted.
Yeah.
You know, like they're fucking, it's great stuff.
I reckon I must have got mine on sale back in the day.
Yeah, maybe, mate. Maybe you did.
Daddy's bargains.
Bargains with daddy. But yeah, make sure you if you've got any out of the ordinary like recipes, like that ginger beer with the beer or ginger ale?
Ginger beer.
Ginger. Yeah. So if you've got anything like that you've got that we should know about, fucking let us know. Let's get
family
into
our recipes.
Yeah. Let's get into our slow cooker work. Share good, with the cult.
And a good bargain can make your day, ladies and gentlemen.
For sure.
If I get a bargain for the day, I can really bring the morale up.
Oh, you just feel like you've had a win.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you've had a win. Got a bargain. Fucking oath. Oh, cool. Just a quick shout out to TikTok Nutrition too. You know, I had a chat with Maddie and the team the other day. I'm keen to put a bit of meat back on me carcass in the right areas. Like Beck and I purchased a home gym in the garage and sort of set that up and really excited to start using that and trying to... You know, we've just finished a training and I've purposely given myself a week of just eating, relaxing, fucking chilling out.
Fucking earth.
But I don't want to fall back into the trap now that I don't have anything to look forward to or train for to just become a slop.
Yeah.
You know, and put all fucking the weight back on in the wrong spot. So talking to the team there at TikTok Nutrition, mate, change your diet up a little bit, I think, and keep on the right track. But like I said, if there's anyone out there who wants to lose a bit of weight, get onto them because it makes your job a bit easier to stick into that routine. And, the code Alpha is still there for you at checkout to get $20 off your first order over 10 meals.
Matty's an unreal bloke too.
He's a fucking legend, man. He nothing but supported us from the very start of this mission that we did with the fight night thing. And we'll definitely work with him in some way, you know, moving forward to at least help the community out and help each other. I think it's just a good thing. And, like I said, I wouldn't be trouting about it like I am if I didn't genuinely get helped from them.
That's right.
It fucking helped me.
Portion sizes is just a massive thing.
Huge. Just diet in general. Like as in exercise is good. I think exercise is good for mental just as much as it is for physical.
Yeah.
As well. But diet is you can not exercise at all and be fucking healthy with what you eat.
Yeah.
Or lose weight, you know. So shout out to them. Fair bit going on in the news at the moment.
Heaps.
Shout
Heaps.
Out to fucking Pendulum, my fellas. Now,
kick her off, bruh.
This one hits pretty close to home. And pretty close to the hookup, there was a major drug bust not long ago, literally at the boat ramp at Boyne where the hookup yeah. is. So the boys have fucked the dates up and tried to weigh in a week early.
Yeah.
Three men charged after 500 kegs of cocaine worth 160 mils seized in Queensland on the, Boyne boat ramp.
That is fucking wild.
Police have intercepted one of Queensland's largest cocaine imports, seizing more than 160 mil.
I wonder if they're off of like a boat off of here.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Intercepting the three men at the Boyne boat ramp on Sunday night after they allegedly travelled to an offshore cargo ship to collect it in an 8.2-metre fishing boat.
There you go. Yep.
Cargo ship.
There's been a few sitting out there.
32 one-kilogram blocks.
Cool.
Holy fuck. That is wild, eh?
Wow.
What does it reckon? The men aged 27, 45, and 66 were known to police.
A bit diverse there. Bit of a group.
Yeah.
Were known to police and monitored by
three generations there, son.
Monitored by the AFP, Australian Federal Police, when they drove from New South Wales to Gladstone in CQ in April.
They knew this was going on too. I've seen some footage getting around of when it happened. Nah. You see the boat pulling up. And as soon as it hits the dock and the boys land the feet on it,
four cars
fucking boom. They just swarmed it. And I think it's at that moment they knew that they fucked up.
Yep. But it was a good looking cat too.
Yeah, good boat.
I think they're from Port Macquarie or something like that. Yeah.
It's just, it's weird because, like, if you didn't know, it's just boys. Like, that could have happened to you dropping the boat in 10 times.
Yeah.
You don't know, do you? And you just don't think it happens here, that like that sort of size thing. Like, that's a lot of fucking money, man.
But sure is.
Someone's
going to have to pay for that.
Someone's probably getting tortured as we speak.
Yeah, proper.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like we said, being this close to home, just fucking right there.
Cool.
Yeah.
What a waste.
What would they do with it? What do cops do? Can we Google what do police do with confiscated drugs?
Or what? I don't know what they do these days. I could tell you what they used to do back in the day.
Hey, party time. The police Christmas party.
Yeah.
Treat it like any evidence collected from a crime scene.
No, I just wonder, like, do they destroy it?
They'd have
like
to.
The 500 and something.
I think they would after the investigation concludes, yes.
Or are they holding it just in case it becomes legal one day?
Secure them in evidence.
They'd probably test it and go, right, hey, it's from Columbia.
They'd test it for sure, mate.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Relax.
Yeah, they'd have to, obviously testing go was pretty pure. It's probably from this place.
Yeah, trying to sort of figure out where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wild though, fucking crazy that it's here. So, yeah. And now a bit more of a lighthearted one here. I think I've sent you the thing. Wally, the emotional support alligator, goes missing in Georgia. Bring my baby back, he says.
Oh no!
Have a go.
Have a go at this unit.
Have a read of this, Quinn.
Joseph Henney's main companion is not an ordinary alligator. He tries to comfort people, who's famous for his hugs. Look at this.
So, this fucking
looks
tripper,
like Big Les, this fella.
This tripper has got a fucking alligator named Wally, which he's got apparently as emotional support alligator.
Yeah.
And it's friendly as Wally's never bitten him, takes Wally for walks and like all his shit. And have a read, Quinn. I think something about like he got out and then people caught it because it was like an area populated by a lot of alligators and released Wally into a swamp with a heap of other alligators. And now, how the fuck will they ever find Wally? Mm. And I'm thinking Wally would literally be thinking, thank fuck this crazy cunt isn't cuddling me anymore.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Wally's probably going, woo! I'm back in the swamp, baby.
Yeah.
Henny's gator companion Wally is not an ordinary pet. He's an official emotional support animal, and one that is now somewhat famous after a video of Henny and Wally walking together in Philadelphia's Love Park went viral, triggered a slew of news headlines. 5 years ago, Henny was depressed and lonely after some of his closest friends and family members died. A fellow animal rescuer, friend in Florida, bought a baby alligator to Henny. Soon he was a new proud owner of a pet alligator lovingly named Wally. Let's see if we can find how he escaped before Wally and he made his living with animals.
He's been
too.
Held captive.
Yeah, that's where I'm sort of going as an alligator, just getting walked on a leash.
Yeah.
I'm sure he loves it.
He doesn't bite. He refuses to bite everything alive. We do not know why. They told me it was a midlife crisis. Sounds accurate. regardless of the competition's results, Henny has big plans for adventures with Wally. Wally says alligators probably aren't suitable for traveling on planes, as many other emotional support animals do. Fucking hell. Nothing there on how he escaped. Let me just Google escape.
Hopefully some neighbour said I'm sick of this and just fucking left.
Yeah.
He's just missing.
Mm. Do you reckon that's the weirdest animal out there that someone used for an emotional,
emotional support?
Let's dive into that.
Yeah.
Emotional support animals.
The weirdest or something.
Yeah. Because just, yeah. That's what, I don't know why it needs to be called that, because that's what dogs are.
Yeah.
That's why you have a pet dog for, like, you don't need to call it an emotional support animal. It's called a pet.
Number one, kangaroos. If you think roos are best left roaming the Australian continent or safely behind fences at zoos, you're not alone. In fact, February 2015, a Wisconsin woman was asked to leave a McDonald's in Beaver Dam when she entered the restaurant with Jimmy, her emotional support kangaroo.
You're kidding, bud.
Bearded dragons, not that weird. Pigs, very weird.
Oh, pigs. Yeah, pigs. That's from Babe, probably, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Fuck, that'd be funny. Imagine someone just
fucking turkey.
Pig.
Gobble, gobble.
I just picture all of these things on a leash walking.
Yeah.
Imagine a turkey on the leash.
Look at that thing. That's one of those fucking... What type of turkey is that? That's not the normal bush chook.
No, that's one of those fuckers that they shoot in America.
Yeah.
They hunt those wild turkeys.
A marmoset. Look it.
Which is a little monkey. They're cool as fuck, those little monkeys,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, that's for licking dicks.
Yeah, that's the one that was chewing on chow, wasn't it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What is that, a mushroom?
Snakes, that creeps the fuck out of me.
Fucking oath.
Peacocks, fuck, that'd take up a lot of room, wouldn't it? A duck.
Peacocks are dicks too.
Are they?
Yeah, I think. Oh,
yeah, like, haven't we gone through that before? I think
there used to be a heap of peacocks out at one of the camps at the mines. Used to be a heap getting around there.
Mm.
I think it was Middlemount, bro. There was peacocks.
Ducks.
Mm. Emotional support duck. Okay. Chickens.
A woman's emotional
support. Fuck them in the egg hole.
A woman's emotional support duck. Daniel Turducken stinker butt went viral thanks in large part to his adorable outfit, a Captain American diaper and tiny red shoes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right.
A diaper on a duck. For fuck's sake.
I can see a duck. I can see a duck.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not the weirdest on the list.
Nah, like I could, yeah.
Chickens.
Yep, in the egg hole.
Miniature horses.
Is it now, is that a baby horse or they're actual miniature horses? Right? Yeah. Hmm.
Miniature
horses. How did they come about? Did like we stunt their growth or
long been used as an alternative to seeing eye dogs. They're also pretty well respected in the emotional support world as well.
Is that a natural thing, you reckon, miniature horses, or have we done that?
Surely we've helped keep them small. Mm. Surely. Squirrels, fuck off. There's no way you can make a squirrel tame, surely. Those things are like if they just had a sniff of what dropped off at the boat.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the most on edge fucking skitters.
Mm.
Emotional support squirrel. Maybe for a cokehead.
Goats.
Goats.
Yeah.
Goats. They eat everything, those fuckers. It'd be annoying.
I wonder how many goats have been fucked.
Taka.
Like,
few in the Middle East.
Middle East would have.
Remember that yarn from the other week?
Yeah.
Yeah, Taka.
Taka the goat fucker.
Parrots. Fuck off.
Yeah. Sugar gliders. Okay. So it's just whatever anyone can capture.
Yeah, really.
A dirty old goldfish. Righto.
Greg.
Capuchins. That's another little monkey. They're cool as well.
That's the chow monkey.
Monkeys are cool as fuck.
Yeah, because they're the closest thing to us, brother.
Yeah.
They fucking freaked me out in Thailand.
Do they?
When we went to that rock wall.
Oh, and they all get real friendly.
In this bus, and they just get way too friendly, and you just see one tourist just getting absolutely hassled.
Oh. Mate, it's fucking scary. I've read a few things about chimps, like wild chimps.
Yeah.
And they tear you apart.
Fuck you.
Proper go to town on you.
Mm.
Spiders, are you kidding? Whoever has an emotional support spider should be arrested.
Hedgehogs. Well, speed it up, see if there's anything that really points
hamsters,
us out. Hamsters, ferrets.
Ferrets, geese. Donkeys.
So we're getting pretty normal now, aren't we?
This is pretty Middle Eastern. Donkeys and goats. And
yeah, rabbits.
Guinea pigs.
Hey!
There we go. Well, Fez is fucking very emotionally supported.
Turtles.
Yeah, I can see that for like kids and stuff, their guinea pig.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But this is what I'm saying, though. It's just a pet. It's just having a pet.
Yeah.
Why is it emotional
support? Just the pet that you choose and then you choose to be emotionally supported.
They're just trying
to
make it seem like you can take it on flights.
So alligator is definitely, it's not even on the list, so it's definitely more of a rarer.
I think that's the rarest.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Wow.
Well, there you go. You boys got anything?
Yeah, just condolences to Francis Ngannou.
Yeah.
I found this out on the weekend, but unfortunately his 15-month-old son passed away.
There's no terms of the death yet, are
you? We'll have a look. Usman was at the ceremony, which was great to see. A devastated lady's 15-month son to rest on Friday.
Over a year old. Fuck.
Mate, I just... Any kids who pass away is just fucked.
Yeah.
Man, you never recover from it.
No.
No matter what.
So I just wanted to send all the best to him.
I honestly didn't know he was had a partner.
or a son.
Seems like a pretty secluded guy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think it's good in that sort of game.
Oh, definitely.
You keep your family separate.
Yeah.
Hey. But fuck, man. Mm. I don't know how you recover from that. It's fucked.
Mm.
Condolences to them.
100%.
There was a fucking, did you see in WA, police shot dead a 16-year-old boy after a knife attack?
Another knife attack?
Yeah. We need to just fucking calm down.
This has
otherwise
been like the third big one.
Do you reckon
months?
It's been pretty consistent, but, and now we're just shining light
like
on it?
Hearing about it more.
Because a lot of people, that's how, a lot of people get stabbed.
Yeah, in bad things. But I think there was something to do here that was something related with
terrorism.
Extremism sort of. I think our mate rang the police. There's an article here on it.
Yeah.
I think he rang the police before and said that he's going to do something. And lucky, I think our mate's in a stable condition. I'm pretty sure it's
Certainly has the hallmarks of a terrorism-related incident and he was not prepared to declare if it as such at that stage. It's about timing. It would be too early for me to act now because I don't have the concerns of a broader network that might be involved. Man in his 30s who was stabbed was in a serious but stable condition in hospital doing well.
That's was right. It just at a shopping centre or something? Or?
Let's have a look.
Yeah, I think it said that.
Yeah, in a car park.
Car park. Righto.
Fuck, mate. But yeah, everyone relax on the knives, eh?
Yeah, that would be good.
We'll be
slow cooking a lot more.
Yeah, we won't be able to cut anything because they'll take knives off us. Chill out with the knives. Fuck's sake.
Just hope that what happened in Bondi hasn't triggered like a lot of people to do this, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so they don't think like I'm going to be the next fucking wild unit or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's fucked. But like you said, Cam, I think there's a lot of stabbings that happen in rough areas that don't get brought to light.
Like, look at that sickening video before my Bucks party that other year when old mate got done in Brisbane.
In the neck.
In the neck and died. Like, they didn't make a big thing of that.
No, that was just a fucking blue. Yeah, yeah.
And that was pretty wild.
Mm.
It made me feel sick.
Yeah. Mm. Well, hopefully they fucking relax. But on positive news, there's one lad who has just taken the internet, the socials by storm, and has been a big part of my happiness over the last time.
And a lot of people's happiness.
And I just want to give him a shout out, a massive shout out and a congratulations, Tim Naki. Naki?
Oh, yeah.
I fucked his name up all the time because I always read N-A-K-I and don't actually hear it pronounced. Mm. So Naki, I think it is. Apologies if I fucked it up again, but mate, shout out to you. Hit the $1 million in profits doing his daily blackjack hands and just the whole world getting behind him to support him doing it. And spreads a great message, never says that this is the way to make money. He's just on a run and he's just enjoying himself and having a crack. Literally what we're all about and the people who we support, just people having a go at shit.
Mm.
The everyday Joe just kicking goals. So fucking congratulations, legend. It's been a hell of a journey following with you.
Yeah.
He put a story up like 20 minutes ago in our meeting and he said he's going to try go for day 100.
Yeah.
He thinks that's a good way to round it off.
Yeah.
And he said obviously if he loses the next few days, he'll reassess.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where he's done such a great job.
Yeah.
But gambling, it's not like he can just live forever with this craziness of fucking.
He's got his head screwed on proper.
Oh, for sure, man. Yeah. And look, if there'll be fuckwits who carry on when he stops doing it. But, mate, whenever you decide to stop, you have just kicked goals and should be proud of what you've created and done and fucking had fun with. Like, what a fucking ride.
You see a lot of people going off the back of him doing it now?
Yeah, like there's a lot of lads doing like 10 cents for every horse bet, like for the favourite of the day or this and that. And obviously, you know, there'll be a heap of people doing it, but.
We like everything.
Yeah, that's right. Start a trend and stuff like that. But, mate, I'd love to get him on for a chat.
A lot
of people obviously have tagged us in saying get him on. Fucking I'd love to get him on. But like we've said a million times, we enjoy sitting there and having that personalised conversation with a person, you know, bloke or woman, whoever it is, being able to actually have that man-to-man chat or man-to-person chat. And so if we ever get the chance to get the big fella over here or if he's ever in Australia, if you're ever in Australia, Tim, reach out, mate, because I'd love to sit down and talk about your journey. Like, obviously, he's been on a lot of podcasts with the heat that's going around him at the moment.
I think we're in his regular rotation too.
Yeah. Oh, true.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
he's
fucking
a big fan of us. I think.
Shout out to him. Yeah. Well, he commented on when we bought the shed. Yeah. And said congrats. So we'll have to reach out with him and just let him know that if he's ever over here, fucking let us know, because we'd love to show him around and get him on for a yarn.
Fucking nice.
Hmm. Yeah. UFC. Did you watch old Steve-O?
No, I watched the eyelids of myself.
Yeah, I watched some. I managed to be able to watch most of the fight. And, mate, he should be fucking proud of himself, eh? I think they had him two apiece going into round five. Really held his own. Did such a good job. And then Pantoja just got the better of him in round five. A bit more ground control and stuff like that. But, mate, I think it just goes to show that he was not out of place.
Yeah,
where he is right there. So good on him. Shout out to Steve. And can't wait to see where he goes.
And old Aldo got the win, did he?
Mate, I didn't get to watch fuck all. I just tuned in for Steve's fight. Yeah, but apparently Aldo was super impressive.
That's good.
Really dominant. So hopefully he keeps going.
Yeah.
Because you always 32-8.
It's a big career.
Yeah. No, mate, he's been in for a long time.
Yeah.
Aldo. But yeah, so shout out to Steve-O. Now, the Lawrence brothers. Like, I got to admit, I'm not a motorbikes guy, but I know a lot of our audience is.
Yeah.
So let's have a look, because there was a thing put in the Trendsetters group about the boys continuing to kick ass. So let's have a look at their most recent thing and give them a shout out.
Jet and Hunter, the brothers, finished first and second respectively.
Yep.
In their latest race.
Yep.
This is in Supercross in Vegas, was it? Not Vegas.
Supercross round 16.
Where was it held? Was it Vegas?
Cooper Webb's gritty performance.
Someone's screaming at me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't keep up to date with it and that, but any Aussies that
I know, Chucky was tempted to fly back out for the finals. So.
Yeah, was he?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He'd be able to shed a lot more light on it, but any Aussies that are over there killing it and not getting exposure from like mainstream media and stuff like that.
It's in Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, apologies.
That's all right.
So, you know, the boys have put a post in the Trendsetters group, which I think will have more details, but I just want to give those two boys a shout out for continuing to fucking kick ass and make Australia proud in their respective fields. So good on you, lads. And if we ever get a chance to get those boys on for a chat, any fucking Aussie that's kicking goals in their own right, I love having a chat to, just to see how their brains tick. So be good to get the boys on. Maybe even get them on together. Would be a cool episode.
That would be cool.
So, you know, reach out, lads, if you're keen to come on for a chat. But I think they got some ass kicking to do left over there by the sounds of things.
Yeah.
They've cemented themselves in right in the guts of it. So good on the boys. The Trendsetters. So we had a legend by the name of Philip Quinn up and have a chat to us on Saturday.
Yeah.
Remember we had the glory hole yarn?
Yeah.
So he literally went the hummock between 2 and 3. Dead set. And was going to see no hole, he reckons. No, he goes, the jib rock was this wide. You'd have to be hung like fucking Francis Ngannou to fit through it. You know, and he said there was no hole drilled. So it's pretty disappointing that old mate's lying on his glory hole website.
But, fuck.
Yeah.
Man on the ground, just getting the research done.
So, glory hole bloke, pull your fucking head in.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
He had a fat and fuck all to do with it. Suss it out.
Yeah, Phil rocked up, fucking charged up at 2 to 3, ready to fucking get his glory. No, glory for Phil.
RV glory.
But, you know, that's why we have the best community, you know. Phil went in. On the ground.
On the front line.
Between 2 to 3. Now, this guy might have been a predator, but Phil went in unarmed.
Well,
he might have had a
fucking... Third arm might have been armed.
Yeah, that's right. Might have had a steel rod in the pants. But, you know, very disappointing. But anyway, that was fucking hilarious, because he probably come up and just goes, yeah, boys, no glory hole, eh? At hummock. Oh, mate, I had to have a laugh. Tommy O'Donnell made one of the greatest memes fucking in the Trendsetters group. He's just got the weekend after the Gold Coast fight night, and it's that one of old mate just staring, like sitting there staring into the distance.
Pablo.
Contemplating
in an empty pool, sitting at a desk on an outdoor seat, just with his Alpha Blokes hat on. And I can relate. like we can all relate where it's like that. That's what I was saying before, that come down of just
fucking emotions.
Emotion. And now you're like, okay, what's life got for me now?
That's been me with my eyes shut the last 2 days. That's literally me.
Look at how he's standing in the pool there with the arms behind the back, just looking off into the distance. Oh.
He's like, comments like, just crank the smoker on, about to watch the replay.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's have a look.
Oh, yeah, what are some of the boys reckon? Yep. Could not agree more.
Oh, fucking funny.
Fucking funny, mate. That's good.
Fuck me, boys. At 4 p.m. yesterday, I was carrying roof tiles up a ladder thinking, how fucked is this? Just want to be back at the convention center. Feeling this to a fucking T, sad it's gone. I'm glad I lived it.
Fuck how me. About, look at Tommy Twomey there. Fuck moi. There'd be some wounded troops out there, but survive the GC takeover and the trench memories will be with us forever.
Beautiful.
Oh, well. Great stuff.
Beautiful.
It's a good group. At least we can all mourn together.
Keep that shit up. I'm fucking big fan
and
of it.
And look, heaps of people have asked, you know, what's next and that. The dust will settle from this one. Alpha Events was never a one-off thing. Alpha Events will be putting on cool events in the future.
Yep.
But we'll be making sure all details are confirmed. A lot of things need to happen to get the other one all closed off and finalised and that as it is. So we'll let yous know with plenty of time. But
and we've set the bar high as well.
Exactly. So we've set a standard that we need to uphold.
Yep.
And we will fucking do it. And I think yous all know we will now. So keep your eyes peeled. Yous all know when something's happening. A couple of upcoming events, guys, that are around the corner. Magic Round.
Yes.
So that's going to be good fun. It's always a place where a lot of other creators and, you know, people with podcasts and in the game go to, you know, just get amongst it for a week. It's a weekend.
Yeah.
All the game. If you don't know what Magic Round is, you're not a footy person. It's every single game of NRL is played at Suncorp. Caxton Street that funnels down onto Suncorp pretty much shuts and just is just a fun weekend festival of footy and just getting on the piss. Caxton Hotel is obviously the hub, which is where the Bloody Brilliant Beers boys are. Mm. I still got to have that beer with me, good mate, Klutzy, after the Blues. So we'll be there, I think, a lot in and around the corporate box we got with the Knuckler and all the boys. So very excited for that. It should be a fucking fun weekend. Now, Townsville Elite Rodeo. Big fan of this event. We went last year. Quentin and Sandy put on a fucking ripper, mate.
It was great.
It is so good. And we've got an announcement for you guys. We've got the next cult meeting that we're going to book in. So, Alpha Blokes Party on the Hill, this one's called. Now, ears on, because it's going to be a ripper and you don't want to miss it. And there's a limited amount of spots available for this package. So, they have a package available for Alpha Blokes listeners. Trendsetters Party on the Hill on Friday night, okay? So it's exclusive. It's the first time that Quentin and Sandy are allowing camping to happen. So this package includes a three-night camping pass, 15th, 16th, and 17th of August. Toilets and showers provided, walking distance to the rodeo grounds. And look, the reason why they're opening this up is because they've seen how well-behaved we all were like at the Gold Coast and the way this community is. So they're putting a lot of trust in us, and I'm sure that you guys will behave yourself exactly like you did and conduct yourself with respect to Quentin and Sandy. But what it includes is Friday night party on the hill. There's about 150 tickets there. 4-hour drink package, so beer, wine, and soft drink. General admission for your Saturday night rodeo, which will have obviously live music and the DJ on the barn after. It's an 18-plus event. Good one to bring your partner to. Like, we brought the girls there last year.
Yeah.
Great to bring your missus. So bring them along. And, yeah, 150 tickets. I think it's $475 per person, which includes all that in the package. Now, go to townsvilletickets.com.au tonight, Tuesday the 7th at 6 p.m. and use the code ELITEALPHABLOKES. That's why they won't be open to all the public without that code. We want to make sure it's all of our listeners together hooking in. So it's a very special thing that they're doing for us, and let's get around them because it's a fucking great event. It's going to be such a fun time for us all.
Hands down the best rodeo I've ever been to.
Fucking same, mate. It's set up.
I've been to ones overseas as well, so it's fucking ripper.
Yeah, you will not be disappointed. And if we can get that party on the hill cranking Friday, all of us camping together for the 3 nights, yeah, what could go wrong, mate? It's going to be fucking brilliant. So make sure you go and check that out. I think Quino will chuck a story up with a link as well at 6 p.m. for you guys on our socials. So if you don't want to go to townsvilletickets.com.au, check out the socials. We'll have a link. And make sure you get amongst it, guys.
We might be going up to Beef Week this week as well in Rockhampton if the health plays the game. So we'll see us up there if you're getting around Beef Week.
Yeah, I don't even know what day, but we might be up there for a day.
Yeah, maybe Thursday. See what happens.
So might see us up there. I want to give a quick shout out to AG Equip, Equipment Hire Experts. So these legends hooked us up with a scissor lift to get some work done at the new studio. So if you need to hire any equipment, hit them up. They're fucking legends. So good on you guys. We really appreciate your support there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Quino.
Yo.
I think we might do a couple of carry-ons, eh?
Yeah, we
finish
can.
Off today, brother.
Boys, it's Tassel Banana Man here. How are yous? I came down and watched the Beecher Flat whitewash. Actually got the privilege to sit at the Follamont transport table and watch so many haymakers get thrown that drought-stricken Western graziers could feed their stock for fucking years. And another thing, I think Vietnam is out of nylon with the amount of CTC cats that were on the fucking flats, including my head. But my carry-on for the night was I fucking flew down early, Sparrow, Saturday morning. Got to the cast middle of the day and deleted about 20 booze towels with the crew. Went and watched the fights. And tell you what, boys, you gave out more pepper than Uncle Tez gives his tucker. Then after the fights, my dumb ass thought I could have a few post-fight bevvies at the cast and then head straight to the departure lounge at the Cooley fucking airport and relax until my 6:40 a.m. departure. Nah. Here I am. 1:30 a.m. Sunday fucking morning, sitting like a Queen Street ciggy butt prospector at the front of the fucking door of the GC airport. The cunt didn't open till 4:30.
Fuck.
To add salt to the wound, the departure lounge didn't open till fucking 5. I finally got in, sat down, boom, out like a light for 10 minutes. I startled myself awake because of all the head noise that have previously happened to discover I drilled all down the chest of my light purple t-shirt. Too ashamed and scarred to go back to sleep, I decided to grab a coffee and walk my worries away until my flight. What a weekend, boys, and I'd do it all again. Tazzabon and Banana Man, two are saying too fucking rude.
Taz, you had a bit on, Russ.
Thanks for doing the homework too, because fuck, I didn't know that. The old airport didn't open till 4:30.
Yeah, that's fucking dramas, isn't it? Camped up out the front of old Taz. Good on you, Russ. Yeah, I think Quino's chucking a few of the fight ones under the end of this one because we don't want to just have, you know, 3 weeks worth of fucking fight carry-ons. We'll sort of start wrapping up the fight yarns and shit like that. But thought we'd hear from a few more legends and get their yarns in.
Yeah, boy, just the Mad Chef again. Thought I'd add a little bit more on to my last call. Just there's so much to recap from the weekend. I'm never going to get it all through to you, as I know this. But just wanted to say, just being backstage for the fights and stuff like that, prepping for the seven man, and even afterwards being back there watching your boys prepare for that fight and seeing how seriously you took the whole scenario and how ready for that fight you were, prepping on the gloves and on the bags. And Camo, you looked great. You and fucking Gibbo looked about the same, about half cut on red wine from 3 nights before still. Quinn and fucking Moose looked unreal from start to finish. Mate, Quinn the chin, holy fuck, I've never seen some cunt take more stiff right hands and keep fucking walking forward. And then credit to Moose as well. I tied him afterwards. Every cunt thought he was slacking. But for him to go in there and show 3 rounds of grit and determination like that big cunt did, we'll never forget his face, that's for sure.
Fucking oath.
And then thirdly, fuck Tommy, was I worried about you. Walking around that dressing room as you and fucking Klutzy were prepping, and I was watching Klutzy hit them fucking pads and watching him warm up and fucking staunch across the door. Across the dressing room, 3 quarters away across the dressing room, just snarling and staunching at you, just staring through your soul. He was ready to take your fucking head off, bloke. But you climbed a fucking mammoth mountain and out of it all, there was no fucking losers. I went and had a drink with Klutz after the fight and said to him, mate, your fucking stamina is on point. I've never met a big cunt that can run like you. And then even after the fight, he was still running around backstage. He was an absolute legend. It was great to have a chat with him and great to see all you boys again. Stay out of it. Have a good one.
Yeah, good on you, brother. Good, thanks for being involved with the 7-man blindfold. That probably took the most nuts out of any of us.
Fucking nice.
That was fucking wild. No, good stuff, mate.
Dobby, Cam, Quinn the fucking chin.
Yeah.
How are we, boys? Fart in the bath from the DKC.
Fart in the bath.
Oh, what a weekend. Just want to give a big thank you to you, boys. It was one of the best weekends of my fucking life. So I got a bit of a yarn. Fucking had a good few Bundys at the after party. Double-fisted, as always. Me and my mate, it's about 2:30. We've gone, fuck, all right, boys. Let's hit the road. Let's go get changed, charge the phones, and hit the club. On the Lime bike fucking ride home, it's 20 minutes away. I thought I could make it. Obviously not. I've gone and I've shit my pants.
Oh, the Lime bike.
Lime bike's done. Ran out of money.
Oh.
I've had to fucking run back to the room. Fucking dack full of shit.
Oh, no. Hurting.
Steamed back, had a shower. Fucking gone, all right, time to get back out there. Gone back out. Ended up talking to this nice lady. Picked her up, brought her back to the room. My mate's passed out in the bed next to me, or as I thought. I'm going ham. I got Knuckles signature on my left nut. Got Cambodians on my left hip. Going at it. I look up. I see my mate just staring into my soul.
Oh.
It was very rough waking up the next morning and having to talk about it with him. But fuck, it was a good time. I don't think she left until about 7 in the morning.
Two.
Had to wake up, get out of the hotel, catch a flight. But yeah, just goes to show when your pants get shitty, never give up. Always win there.
Jeez, that yarn had a bit of everything.
Yeah.
Shit his pants on the Lime bike, got his nuts on from fucking Knuckles, his tip from you, having a root, his mate was looking at him. It was all happening. That just sums up the weekend, doesn't it?
How were some of the units on them Lime bikes?
Oh.
The whole weekend.
Fucking nice. No, it was fucking flat out. That might sum up the yarn today too, I reckon.
A few
there from the weekend. Fucking good work, boys. Yeah.
Let's pray for some good health.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting through it with me today.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, look, we're both a bit under the weather today. Might not have been our best performance, but we show up. Public holiday. The boys are a bit dusty, a bit down. Alpha Blokes COVID, getting around the flats. And, yeah, I hope everyone's recovered well. And like we said, guys, hoodies. Make sure you set your alarms. Get ready to go for the hoodie drop because these designs won't be coming back. I'm very fucking pumped with them. As per usual, AS Colour Designs. We haven't skimped just on quality. These things are literally soft as fuck and very comfortable.
I was very impressed by your sample that you were wearing at Hookup, like seeing it in person.
It's just one of those things, like we pay a bit extra for them to get that, you know, quality.
Yeah.
But I'd rather do that. There's something about a hoodie that is just comfortable.
Oh, you get a shit hoodie, it's fucked.
It's fucked, man. You wanna be comfortable and we can guarantee you that. That's something we can promise you. So what was the date again? 6 PM, Tuesday, 14th of May, guys. We'll have a pre-roll rolling
probably
that you would have heard. But get amongst it, team. Shout out those couple of events. And thanks for consistently supporting us, guys. We can't thank yous enough.
Have a good week. Shout out to Vitamin C.
Fucking and stay out of each other. Too.
5 Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.